Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The only morning show to have their Facebook profile photos declined twice. Ugly. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
I got a limp mic thing going on again.
Yeah, I know. You need some pills or something.
Is this mic just limp? Just false. Yeah. Hey, hi, Monday. What's up?
The mic's even bored of the show. It's like, wah, wah, wah.
You guys again?
Yeah.
Hey, geez.
Travis and Evan don't have that problem on that side.
No, they do.
Oh, did
well,
they?
You know, Travis maybe not because he's young.
Yeah. Well, Evan, he slouches. So it's right at the level that you try to stand at attention. Is what you try. Now your headset's not working.
And my headset's not working.
That's because it wasn't plugged in.
It was plugged in, but it's just like these things. So sometimes it'll come in one ear and not in both ears. You know, this is all technical.
I love this computer that I'm at here. Well, we might as well air our differences early. When I come, so I worked on your side of the board.
Grievances, not differences.
Whatever. I worked on your side of the board Friday because you were away. So I haven't used this computer in a whole 4 days. Well, when you go like one day without using it, it's like it's the first time you've ever turned it on, and it takes 43 minutes to queue up.
The hamster needs to warm up too. It's Monday.
I guess.
Okay, the hamster on the wheel. Mm-hmm. It's just that's all that's happening here. So don't worry.
Stuff that we have to put up with folks to put out a mediocre product is unbelievable.
Impossible. It really is.
Wolf News.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to climb in the province with 198 people needing beds, 45 in ICU. A week ago, only 20 were in ICU. Of the 198 in hospital, 154 are not fully vaccinated. Three new COVID-related deaths were announced yesterday as well. The Saskatchewan Federation of Labor is asking the provincial government to make the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation on September 30th a stat holiday. The day is a federal stat, and while many provinces plan on recognizing the day as a stat, Saskatchewan is not one of them. Voters are heading to advance polls as the federal campaign heads into its fifth and final week. You can find voting times and locations at elections.ca. The village of Kenosi is still mourning the loss of a landmark over the weekend. Firefighters were called to the Moosehead Inn. Early Saturday morning, the inn was lost, but fortunately, nobody was hurt.
Matthew Stafford, in his debut with the LA Rams, had three touchdown passes as the Rams smoked the Bears on Sunday Night Football 34-14. One of the surprises from the first Sunday in the NFL, Cardinals hammered Tennessee 38-13. How about this one? Jameis Winston passed for 148 yards, but five touchdowns. Saints crushed the Packers 38-3. Aaron Rodgers was benched in the fourth quarter. Kansas City rallied from 12 down to top Cleveland in a thriller 33-29. Pittsburgh with an impressive 23-16 win at Buffalo. Jays hit five homers. They destroyed Baltimore 22-7. Jays now tied with Boston, and they're both a game up on the Yankees in the AL wild card race. Benches cleared in the Yankees-Mets game last night. Mets go on to win 7-6. Novak Djokovic wins the U.S. Open Men's Tennis Championship, and the Thunder beat the Hilltops on the weekend 16-13 on a 51-yard field goal. As the story goes, Hilltop alumni not too happy that they lost. They pushed the team president, Murad Al-Khatib, the Thunder team president, into a building, and like they were accosting the Thunder team president because they were mad the Thunder beat the Hilltops.
Allegedly.
No, not allegedly. It happened. I talked to the said dude.
No, I know, but okay. Until charges are laid.
Yeah, well, there will be no charges laid. The Hilltops.
Well, I'm just saying it's alleged. Just it's alleged.
The Hilltops did.
It's alleged.
Anyway,
it's
that's
alleged. Sports.
This is Wolf Weather.
I'm being your lawyer, Baldy, and I'm saying it's alleged.
It happened. Allegedly.
Okay, you're on your own. Today we're going for a high of 20 with a chance of showers, 4 with a few clouds overnight tonight, 21 with sunshine tomorrow. Clear and 9 right now at the
moment. Lately, it's been getting harder to get out of a warm bed in the morning, but knowing that you'll be listening to Chad and Ballsy should make you wake up nice and bright.
I mean, you know, it doesn't, but it should.
We'll keep working on it. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Every year they have the Paragon Awards, which is like the Regina and District Chamber of Commerce puts the event on, and they honor the city and area's biggest businesses, you know, best businesses, new entrepreneurs, that kind of thing. It is an event. Like it's a good event. It's a very hoity-toity formal event, and you emceed it.
You know, what struck me is how remarkable our buddy John Hopkins is. So I had filled in on a radio show in the afternoon, done the one because ours, because you were gone, and I was like, oh, I'm tired. I just don't want to. I get there. This dude has cancer, okay? He's battling cancer for his life. He is the guy that kicks off the event. Like, this is his baby. He kicks off the event, and he plays two sets, mini sets, but with Steve Compton. I was like... Wow. Yeah, remarkable. Yeah. Remarkable.
John's a good guy.
Yeah. It was a good night. Lots of great people, a lot smarter than me in there. That's one of those things when you MC something like that, very humbling. Like, it's like... You know, I forget the... I think it's Black Dog Art. They hired 9 people in a pandemic. Like, they signed the lease in their building right when the pandemic... Before the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And they found their way through, and then you got Suds Car Wash, like with wins the diversity award for hiring different, you know, from all walks of life. Yeah. I tell you what, and these guys got 4 daughters. Probably
I've seen the commercials.
Probably has to go to Suds just to use the bathroom.
I every time I see those commercials too, I always think, poor guy.
Well, like, he walked past me.
He is probably got the biggest shotgun in town, that guy.
He walked past me on the stage. I said, you should get the Western Producer Award. That was good. It was a nice night. It's good to see the business community, and they all seem to be in good spirits in terms of where we're going in the future. So that's good news. That's good to be amongst those people. Yeah, good gauge. Like, okay, we'll be okay.
Yeah. So I'm happy you had fun. It's always good too.
Yeah, Leo put on a good meal at the Connexus. It was all good. Although I was bugging Leo Pantel from the chef there. He's got pandemic hair. Before, he was short hair like me.
Right, yeah.
He looks like a roadie for Whitesnake now.
Please use caution when listening to Chad and Ballsy in the morning. They might say something smart, causing you to think. Who are we kidding? Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
This is kind of like your dentist having horrible teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you probably wouldn't want to go to said dentist. Cesar Millan, now he's the dog whisperer.
Yes,
okay?
Sit.
Right.
Lay down.
Well, I don't think it's all about whispering. I think it's also, you know, just training. But he maybe should start yelling because it's something's not working here. So... allegedly, he has somebody who works for him. That person's daughter is a promising gymnast. They came to his shop, and he has a pit bull there, and the pit bull allegedly attacked said gymnast, bit up her calves, and now she can't be a gymnast anymore.
That's right.
So as part of this lawsuit, they're kind of looking back at former events of this dog, and it's alleged that this dog... that Cesar Millan has.
Junior.
Junior is the name of the dog.
Yeah.
A pit bull, but that's really not relevant. The dog attacks Queen Latifah's dog, like Queen Latifah the rapper.
Yeah.
And killed it, and then he allegedly tried to cover it up and say that the dog was actually hit by a vehicle when that's not the case.
That wouldn't you be able to tell that? If a dog was mauled or hit by a car?
Yeah, I mean... when they pull up and Cesar Millan's wiping the blood off of its dog's mouth. Yeah, maybe, you know.
It could be the end of that career, I would say.
That's kind of a tough one to get over.
Yeah.
That would be like going to Guy Fieri's restaurant and getting food poisoning. I mean, it's just...
it's like the dude who cuts grass, but you drive by his house and the weeds are like 8 feet tall and he's trying to tell you that you should be doing your yard
right,
this
exactly.
way.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's like Richard Simmons weighing 900 pounds. You know, there's a name. Hey?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to come of this. I'm guessing. And then you also have to be mindful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if you know this about the United States. They like to litigate.
Do they?
Yeah. They like to go to the lawyers.
Oh.
So you also have to wonder if maybe there's some seeking some money here.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's high embarrassment there, and they know
I would think Queen Latifah doesn't have to...
No, but I don't think Queen Latifah is actually suing.
Oh, I was looking back at
They're
it.
Looking back at former events that would say that this dog has a violent past.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see what comes of it, but I don't think Cesar Millan's going to be on Ellen anytime soon.
They have a legacy like all the great duos of the past. Lewis and Clark, Batman and Robin, Millie Vanilli.
Yeah, that last one doesn't exactly work, as only Chad lip syncs during the show.
Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
A 20th anniversary of 9/11 was on Saturday. And whenever an anniversary comes around of 9/11, everybody always talks about where they were that day and stuff. And
yeah,
we don't need to get into that. But of course, it was a huge, major, like majorly memorable day. I'll never forget that day.
Yeah. Where were you moment?
Yeah, exactly. And it's crazy, though. It hit me this weekend that there are people in the workforce now, like coworkers, that were not born when September 11th happened. They're trying to explain to a kid now, like even my young daughter who's 12, trying to explain to her what happened on September 11th is really hard because it's unfathomable to kind of put that emotion, to instill that into them, to put them in that place, right? And then part of you is like, well, why would I put them in that place? I mean, it's nice that they don't have to be in that
place. Yeah, you're right, because my daughter came over last night, and I was riveted to, after the NFL, they have 60 Minutes. It was a season premiere, and that was what it was all about.
So right.
Interviewing firefighters and everything, and I'm watching, listening to the audio and the footage, and my daughter's like, boy, you're really into this. I said, Mara, this was like right before your brother was born. Like, this was earth-shattering. Like,
yeah.
This was, I hope you never have to go through something like this, like in society where you have to, because it was,
and
you
also
were wondering, what's going on here?
And also, just how, like, everybody was traumatized by it. I mean, yes, I could only imagine if you were there, if you had family in it, but even just watching it from a distance, there's a certain amount of PTSD that kicks in when you see the images, when you see the planes fly into the building and it just over and over, you're bombarded with
talk
it, right?
To a Ryder fan after the game on the call-in show, and everybody's off the rails because of the reffing and everything, including me. And then he calls and he goes, you know, I don't think the boys played that bad. They played hard. He was from New Jersey. I said, how long have you been down there? He goes, 30 years. I said, so this is 9/11. It was on the day. I said, so what do you remember? He goes, well, Ballsy, I was right across the street from the towers. I watched people jump out.
Right, yeah.
And he had to go through counseling and all
of course.
Stuff. Well, yeah, can you imagine? And he wasn't actually a first responder. I look at some of these firefighters that survived.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
again and again, not only do they survive,
they live it again and again.
And again, because the footage is shown over and over.
Let's
and
be
over
honest,
again.
A good chunk of them died that day.
Well, a lot of them did.
No. But if you're alive, a good part of you died.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're definitely not the same.
Chad once had to explain to his very young son that it's perfectly normal to accidentally poop in your pants. But his son still makes fun of him anyway. Go figure. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
Some idiot thought it'd be fun to build a Tinder profile for his girlfriend just to see how many guys would think she was hot. 1,300 matches in the first hour. He talked about it on Facebook because it made him appreciate her more. He told guys, quote, if you're feeling like you can do better than your significant other, create a Tinder profile and see how many other men would be stoked to be in your shoes. He joked after seeing 1,300 in an hour, and that was just in an hour. There were a lot more after that.
Yeah.
He said he would immediately draw her a bath, cook dinner, fold laundry, rub her feet.
So, yeah, I find the best thing to do if your wife only has one lousy pair of shoes is to show her all the other shoes in the world. That is
that's not good.
That's silly.
Yeah,
that's it's called self-preservation, buddy.
Yeah, what
you
are
have
you
no
doing?
No idea.
Not
dude.
Like she couldn't figure out Tinder for herself.
Yeah,
but that
I mean,
is just
come on.
That
like
is
she's
just,
probably cheating on you anyway.
I'm thinking this guy here. I'm just going to assume he doesn't look like George Clooney.
No, I'm just going to assume he's a swinger.
What's better than the Chad and Ballsy show? Lots of things. But thanks for listening anyway. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
Riders outscored 56-17 in two games by the Bombers. They haven't scored a touchdown in nine quarters. Their quarterback's head bounced off the turf like a watermelon. They lost lots of players in that game. So it's going to be an uphill battle against Toronto here. But the interesting thing, now refs don't cost you a game, okay? They don't. But they altered that game. So Winnipeg scores a touchdown to make it 13-9 and you missed the game out there in Riderland. And then there's a big fight, okay? The Riders got two guys kicked out. One slapped the guy with an open hand cuff, like my dad used to do when I ticked him off. And then Hendy from the Riders punched a Bomber guy. So I'm okay with those guys being removed from the game. Fighting in football is stupid.
Yeah.
But Andrew Harris, in front of a referee, rips off a Rider player's helmet. Like, rips it off. Almost takes his neck off with it, okay? Then there's a big pileup. Then Nick Dembski of the Bombers goes in, and I don't care if he's punching guy in the face or the stomach. He's feeding Mike Adam in the stomach with punching him while another guy's taking Adam's helmet off, and none of the Bombers get kicked out of the game.
Yeah.
Now, granted, Andrew Harris didn't have the greatest game, but Andrew Harris, it's kind of like having Connor McDavid on the ice. Once he's on the ice, you got to pay attention to him, right? Same thing with Harris. Even if he doesn't get the ball, you got to pay attention to him. Right. I just don't know how the CFL, man, every time they take a step forward, like with ratings and everything, they take a stupid step back with things like this. Or how about this before any action this weekend? The Eskimos were fined.
Elks.
Or sorry, Elks. I get that wrong. The Elks, I'll be fined. The Elks were fined for two players. One guy signed a hat and gave it to a fan. Another guy chucked his gloves to a fan, and they were fined for having interaction with the fans. Both players are double vaccinated. Yeah. So if they're double vaccinated, they get to go out into public at restaurants, grocery stores, movie theaters. So the CFL really thinks that they don't interact with fans at the grocery store.
Well, I know, but what's the rule? Like, is the rule that they can't interact with fans from the field? Then you can't interact with fans from the field.
That is totally ridiculous.
Well, it might be, but I mean, that's,
I don't know.
It's a blanket rule, so you know, and the thing is you start allowing it, then you're going to get everybody.
You have to be if you want to be a credible league, you better start doing things credibly. They'll call down on an offside penalty, okay, and say, oh, no, that wasn't offside against Winnipeg, like they did in the Labor Day Classic. But they don't call down from the replay booth to say, hey, this guy tore a guy, because you can't expect the refs to see everything in a fight.
Yeah.
You should be able to review it and say, this guy's out, this guy's out, this guy's out. They don't do that? Like, come on, man. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I understand the frustration, but I mean, that game was lost.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't matter.
We lost that
one
game.
One team showed up, one team did not.
We lost that game.
Wolf Management has told Chad and Ballsy to stop asking listeners to send money to them at the radio station. From now on, please send it directly to their homes. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
I'm not sure if you saw this yet, last week, but Facebook is teaming up with Ray-Ban, and now they have Ray-Ban Stories is what they call them. There's sunglasses that have cameras on each side, and actually you can barely see the cameras. And it has a little button on the side that you can take pictures, and it will automatically share it to Facebook.
That's scary.
Well, there are some things that I do find. Yeah, I mean, first off, Facebook has already promised that they won't access the camera without your permission. So they're not going to be filming at all times.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
They also, they've got a feature on it so that when it's taking a picture or a video, there's a little light on the side that shines bright. So people around
you
will
know. Yeah.
Yeah, but people are already taping over the little light. Like, they're putting a little black tape on the light.
Now, see, that's just
so that people don't know you're like, that's creepy.
Yeah,
right?
It is really creepy.
How hard is it? Like, really?
Yeah.
How hard is it for you to pull out your phone and video or take a picture that way?
It's all about convenience in our world. That's what it is. That is too hard. It isn't, but it is. I got to reach into my pocket. Then I either got to face ID myself into my phone. It's just too much, Chad. I want to have convenience.
And the hilarious thing is, the same people that buy these sunglasses are the same ones that go, Bill Gates put a microchip in my arm.
The opinions expressed on the Chad and Ballsy Show are very much those of the participants, and they take full credit. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
The 31st annual IG Nobel Prize Awards were handed out. These are the awards given to the most ridiculous advances in science and other academic fields each year. Okay, so here's some of the winners. Researchers who used genetic analysis to compare the different species of bacteria found on discarded chewing gum recovered on various pavements in various countries. So that was
right.
They did that. They got an award. Researchers who tested the hypothesis that humans evolved beards to protect themselves from being punched in the face. So beards absorbing the blow.
See, there you go.
A study that suggests the obesity of a country's politicians can be used to indicate the level of corruption in a country.
So if they're fatter, then they're more corrupt?
Yeah, I guess so. That's what it is. Researchers who conducted experiments to find whether it's safer to airlift the rhinoceros upside down rather than right side up. to be clear, it's safe for the rhinoceros either way, not for the person trying to do it.
Yeah.
a study demonstrating that sexual orgasms are more effective than decongestant medicines when it comes to improving your nasal breathing. So when you have an orgasm, if you have a cold, it's better than spraying something up your nose. It's true. Tell your wife that. Hey, I got a cold, honey. We really need to do sinus headache.
Yeah, and that doesn't fly now.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And a team of researchers won an award because they looked into why pedestrians sometimes collide with other pedestrians.
Because they're not paying attention. Research done.
Why can't
Here's
we
my
win
award?
Any awards?
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.